It's a good show.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah. You love it how I cream you. You love it how I serum you, my one. When this podcast is done, you'll believe God is an attribute. And I sheet mask after midnight, a jade roll that you can't fight, my one. A face mist when I'm done, you'll believe God is an attribute.
Yes. What I do love that you kept the Mariah Carey hand going, because that's how you hit them notes.
And nobody can see that but you, so thank you for telling everybody. Welcome to Natch Beauty!
Hey.
It's the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, the Queen of Cream, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your host with the most serums, Jackie J.
Yeah.
Jackie Johnson, your host is here. My guest today, listen, everybody buckle up. If you're not in a moving vehicle, find a seatbelt and buckle it, okay? Because we are on a journey together today. And my guest, listen, she has the skin, the hair, the smile of an angel. She's hilarious. You know, we're about to have a ball, okay? Let me just tell you a little bit about her. According to her Instagram bio, she's just a NOLA girl.
Yeah.
She's a member of the Groundlings main company. You can see her on the hit NBC show AP Bio playing Steph Duncan, who's the best history teacher we all wish we had. She's also a drunk history icon and a mom to a Maltese named Dr. Alan Grant. My guest is Lyric Lewis.
Hello.
How are you?
Girl, I'm good.
You look so radiant.
Thank you.
You're serving me just beauty right now.
Girl.
You're glowing.
Thank you.
But you're going to tell me everything you have on, so don't get ahead of ourselves. Welcome to the Natch Beauty.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, listen, I've been trying to get you on here since the beginning.
Ooh.
But, you know, she got a job. We got to try to work around the job.
Work around them coins. And
here we are.
And here we are.
The perfect time.
Yeah.
Summer is ending, even though it doesn't. I hate that. I feel like summer really ends for us in, like, November.
And sometimes not even then.
Right.
Because I remember at Christmas, I was at the pool and I was like, it's 90 degrees outside.
Right. And I'm one of those people that I really like to dress for the seasons.
Yes.
I enjoy like a fall lip. But it feels so weird to put the fall lip on when I'm by the pool in December.
Exactly.
So I'm having kind of a mental crisis around all of
this. It makes me anxious. Makes my nerves bad because I'm like,
same.
I want to wear the boots, but it's too hot.
It's too hot for the boots.
It's too hot for the boots.
What are we supposed to wear? Denim cutoffs and flip-flops for Christmas?
I guess so.
I guess what they're expecting of us. Anyway, the first thing I want to ask you is Lyric Lewis.
Yeah.
I've asked you this in our personal life, but that's basically a stage name given at birth.
Yes.
I mean, who named you Lyric and what inspired your name?
You know what? My parents argue about that to this day. And I don't know who's telling the truth.
Yeah.
So the
parents,
story goes,
you know, there's two sides to every story.
And then there's a truth in the middle. Because
yes.
They both be like, so they both claim that they came up with the name. Both of them said that they did it independently and told the other.
Interesting.
Right. So my mom said, and I don't even remember my dad's story. My mom says, or one of their stories is that back in the day when Oprah was like, interviewing still before she had her show,
mm-hmm.
when she was still, you know, on her grind, she interviewed this singer named Robbie Benson, whom some people in the streets know him. But my mom was like 8-9 months pregnant. And so Robbie's wife had just had a daughter, a baby, and they named her Lyric. And so my mom says she was watching and just was like, oh, instead of her name being like, I don't know, Barbara, I will name this child Lyric if it's a girl. And so literally, she said that was the story. She got it from Oprah. Hey, oh. And
she listens to Natch Beauty, so
yeah,
she'll definitely get that shout.
Oprah going to be like, you're welcome, girl. But so my mom says she got it from there. My dad just claims, he says that he came up with it because he wanted eccentric names for all the children. So I leave it somewhere in there. I'm sure Oprah talked to somebody whose child was named Lyric, and I'm sure that they both liked it and gave me the name.
I mean, but Lyric Lewis is so good.
I mean, yeah.
It's just, it rolls off that tongue.
And I hated my name when I was little.
But we all do that. Why do we do that?
Because we let stupid kids be like, your name is Lyric and that's dumb.
Well, you know what? Fuck you, Bobby Johnson.
Bye, Bobby.
Whoever you are.
Bye. It probably was a Bobby, but good night, Bobby.
Good night. Yeah, well, I mean, I got made fun of for my name, and I didn't even know what it meant. Like, they were calling me Jackoff Johnson.
No.
But I didn't know what that meant. I was really, I wasn't sheltered. I was just dorky and nobody, you know.
And you have a beautiful name.
Thank you. I like my name, too.
You have a beautiful
LL name. And JJ, baby.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello and what? Good night.
Did you know that when you Google search you, one of the top searches is Lyric Lewis' real name?
People no.
People think you're faking it.
Really?
But yeah.
Oh.
So to that, I want to say, we're dispelling the rumors right now. Lyric Lewis, that was your born name.
That was my real name. You can look up elementary school yearbooks in New Orleans and see little Lyric Lewis hard.
So there you go. Chilling. We're putting those rumors to bed today.
It's my real name. I got lucky on my mom and dad. Someone read a music book somewhere and listened to Oprah.
That's really what you should take from this whole episode.
Listen to Oprah.
Yes.
Oprah's favorite things. See?
Man, to be in that audience today, she gave the cars. Those ladies lost their mind.
I mean,
lost their mind.
Come
you
on.
You go to Oprah, you're like, oh, I'll get a gift card.
I might get a book.
I might get a diffuser, maybe a bag of Wavy Lay's chips.
Not
bitch, you're getting
Lay's.
A Pontiac. You're going home with a Pontiac today.
Hello.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not too shabby.
I want to get tickets to Ellen's 10 days of giveaway or whatever.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Isn't it like years in advance?
I tried like 4 years ago, I want to say, and they still haven't called me.
Oh.
Ellen, call me.
Ellen, we know you listen.
Yes.
Call
again,
her,
Ellen and Oprah both listen to Natch Pew.
Yes.
They tweet at me. Let's get into everything.
Yes.
What do I have first for you? Okay. Well, your career is just taken off.
Oh.
But you started, as did I, in sketch comedy.
Yes.
So you came up in the ranks at the Groundlings, which is a theater, a very famous theater here in L.A., where Will Ferrell went,
mm-hmm.
Anna Gasteyer,
mm-hmm.
Kristen Wiig, some amazing Saturday Night Live members. It's the place to be. And you've been doing sketch comedy for years. You know your way around a character and a look and a wig.
Yes,
and throughout everything, I mean, you've put on every wig, you've played all these people, and then you were on the Mad TV reboot.
Yes.
And you played all kinds of characters on that.
Yes.
Have you ever, what's been your, do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite look or a transition of a person that you got to play? Because how important is that when you're doing a character to become the character with wigs or makeup or costuming? Is there any that come to mind? I know you've had so many.
And it's so important because I feel like I like to completely transform.
Yes.
Like earrings, bracelets, like everything. That like full on, I always do a wig. I always have to buy a new wig for every character that I do. I do not like them to have their own hair. But, oh, God, if I had to say...
I mean, can we talk about Blac Chyna?
Oh, when they did me as Blac Chyna, I actually looked like Blac Chyna, which I was like, hello, what? Who did that?
I have a photo on my phone.
It's pretty
because
good.
I stalk you. I just did some research and went through your Instagram.
I was surprised they gave me the dimple
tattoo. Who is she?
The dimple piercings and
who
everything.
Who is she?
I mean.
Who is she?
Hi, Blac Chyna girl. I know you listen as well, girl.
She does.
Hey, girl, but Blac Chyna was a great one. Also, I mean, for Mad TV, especially, I did Taraji, which was, and I love her.
Yeah.
I love
Did Taraji. You play Cookie Lion?
I did.
Okay, yeah.
So
that's
I was
exciting.
Cookie to the 10th power.
Yes.
As far as the Groundlings, you know what? I like, this is going to, I hope this comes out correctly, but one of my favorite things to play, especially to dress up, I feel like as I love to bring out my inner hood girl whenever I can at the theater. Because I feel like, you know, especially as a performer,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't get to be about that life anymore. Like, in high school, like, I loved a good waterfall ponytail girl where, like, the ponytail is so high I would have to sleep up on the edge of the couch. Could not sleep in my bed. And I just love that. I think, and I'm from New Orleans, so,
yeah.
like, I just really love, like, big hair stuff and, like, all that stuff. So, like, my favorite characters is to really be, like, be able to get a wig that's, like, triple colored and, like, just bring her to full throttle life and just live out my best dreams since I cannot be popping in the streets as such.
Well, you never know.
This day and age.
You really never know.
I mean.
You know, you might decide to do a whole change.
I might.
You might pull a Gaga and reinvent yourself.
And reinvent myself, girl. I'd be halfway. I sneak it in with my nails, girl.
Yeah. Those look beautiful.
I creep it in where I'd be like, I will do this.
I can't wait. I can't wait for that moment. Very exciting. When you work on a show like Mad TV, where you're always changing characters and things like that, how quickly do you get to, how long does it take to transform into a Blac Chyna?
Ooh, that, I mean, it took like, I want to say like an hour, hour and a half, because like we did everything as far as like just the lightening my skin, like the makeup to lighten that, and like the dimples and like changing the shape of your eyes. Like I also did Nicki Minaj on there, and they had to, with makeup, change the shape of my nose and my eyes. And like they did it, and I was like, oh, I do, like you gave me those features that you don't realize that I'm like, oh, I like, it's magic.
Truly.
But, so it's, yeah, it took a couple hours just to really do that. But it's amazing what the makeup, I mean, they were awesome.
Did you learn any makeup tips watching your makeup be done? Anything you were like, oh, I'm doing that tonight.
You know what I learned, even though shout out to David, Mad TV did my makeup, but I will say my tips watching came from my makeup artist on AP Bio, because he beats my face to the ends of the earth and I love it. He beats me not just to the gods, to Zeus and beyond. And his name is Terrell Mullen. And Terrell, I mean, and I learned just like, and I kind of knew about like baking and stuff like that before. But I mean, girl, he bakes, he shakes, the way he put the lashes on, little spritz of face. I watch him work on me and other people, and he's fabulous. So he's one that, yes. And I take the tips home and I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, this is how I make an ombre lip. Okay, boo. Or,
well, yeah, because Steph is, like, a really cute teacher.
And it's so funny because he, like, is like, you going to be cute today. And I'm like, T, these lashes is popping. And he's like, well, you going to be cute today.
Well, that's good because, you know, I think if you go, oh, I booked a role where I'm going to play a teacher. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, so I'm going to wear, what, a skirt with apples on it.
Right.
And, you know, my hair pulled back or whatever. But Steph is cute.
And my thing is, and I'm like, teachers are fly.
Yes.
Like, I know some fly teachers that wear their knee-high boots to school, get up and do their makeup. Like, they have lives. Like, they are on and popping. So I'm like, I'm a, like...
You're a modern woman.
Yes,
I'm a modern woman teaching history.
Yes.
I love that.
Thriving.
I mean, truly. Truly, truly, truly. Okay. Here's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
You look great. We've discussed skincare and whatnot forever because if we're being real here, I met Lyric doing her eyelashes.
Yes, 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 yes,
yeah. Back in the day. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, like, your go-to faves.
Yes.
Because I see you brought a bag.
I brought quite the
I'm impressed.
Suitcase with me.
When did you get into makeup and glam?
This is so great you brought this up because I put a reminder in my phone to tell this small story.
Oh, look at that.
Because it was quite the journey. So the first blip I remember, and, like, I feel like I was, like, a late bloomer to makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm from New Orleans, and, like, I was always, like, a tomboy, like, I did theater, but I was never, like, worried about putting things on my face, creams, emulsions. Nah.
Right.
It was, like, lotion and go. Lotion, shower to shower powder, and go. So when I moved to Minnesota, I went to junior high and high school there, and I will never forget this. I was in junior high. I was in the seventh grade. I went to a school called Highland Park. Junior high. Shout out to Highland Park. Highland Park, listen up.
There's a lot of middle schoolers listening right now.
And if you go to
Minnesota.
Highland, ow. But, and I will never forget this girl named Cheyenne, Cheyenne is very sweet. I haven't seen her in probably 20 years, but she's very nice. We were walking down the hallways one day, and I thought I had it okay.
Yeah.
She, like, angrily looked at me one day and was like, God, Lyric, like, have you never fucking heard of Carmex? Put something on your lips. They are so dry. And, like, shoved a tube at me. And I was like, and that was the first time that I was like, wait, have I been dry this whole time in my life? So then after that, I was like, okay, I have to have, like, a Bonnie Bell lip smacker or something on me at all times. So the journey started very, like, rough.
Cheyenne threw that Carmex your way.
She told me my lips were fucking ashy and
Cheyenne giving some tough truths.
So I think out of trauma, always have Carmex with me.
Yeah.
Like, it's always in my car.
Do you like Carmex?
You know, really, I don't even know if I do. I just think that...
I've read some crazy things.
It dries you out.
That it's fake. That it actually makes it worse so that you think you need it. I don't know if it's true, though.
I know my lips still be dry, but I think after that embarrassing moment in the hallway, I always am like,
I have
some
that Carmex.
In case...
In case Cheyenne runs into you again.
And she'd be like,
yeah. Have you looked her up on Facebook to see?
The last time I did, oh God, I think it was like maybe 10 years ago. And I think maybe she was married. And like I said, she seemed sweet and
How
nice.
How did the lips look? Were they dry or?
No, her lips were popping. Okay, her lips were always popping then.
Shout out to Cheyenne. She listens to Nash Butte too.
She does, girl. Thank you for letting me know then as a young grasshopper that I did not need to have dry lips.
So after that, what started evolving?
So then it wasn't until I was in high school, and I used to work for this department store called Marshall Fields, and which I think was Dayton's, and now it's like Macy's, but it was a big Midwest thing, and I forgot this woman's name, but I would always go down to the MAC counter, and I was like obsessed, but I knew nothing. Like I said, I had lip smacker, and I just knew how to like tint my lips cherry color, and that was it. My mom would like shave my eyebrows down and like little needle daddle pencil thing.
That was the vibe.
Lord. And so this girl there was so sweet and was just like, she literally looked at me and goes, let me just skin match you. So she matched me. And I think I was like a C4 or a C7, but whatever it was. She was like, you're Janet Jackson's foundation. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, you and Janet Jackson wear the same color. And I was like, And so she was like, you don't need foundation though, but you wear her color. And I was like, oh. And she was like, why don't I give you a tube of Ooh Baby by MAC, which was my first ever like professional lip thing, Ooh Baby. And she was like, and have Mulch, which was my first eyeshadow ever that I bought for your eyes. It's a nice neutral, like kind of brown, very pretty. And she was like, just wear this like every day and you'll be great. And I just wore that. Mind you, no mascara, nothing else with eyeshadow and lip gloss. But that was enough to get me popping in high school.
Yeah.
Because people were like, what's on your lips?
You.
And I was like, it's Mulch.
Mooch and Ooh Baby. That's what it is.
And that's what started. And I kept dabbling and kept being like, oh, what's this? Or what's a full beat?
And now look at you.
And here we are.
I mean, listen.
Even though this isn't a full beat, though.
But your skin is glowing. You love skincare.
I'm a big moisture.
Yes.
Yum.
Well, let's get into it.
Let's get in it.
Open that bag up. I'm too turned on. You got to get the bag out.
Okay.
Quit teasing us. She's pulling up her giant bag. Okay, mommy didn't play today.
I didn't. There's
mommy
a whole
did
bunch
not
of shit
play
in
today. I always tell everyone, hey, bring your stuff or take photos. And some people do and some people don't. And I'm already impressed.
I mean.
She's unzipping.
Creams and emotions. Okay.
So let's start with, what do you do at the end of the day?
So the end of the day.
Take off that face.
I always take off that face with a makeup wipe.
Mm-hmm.
Always. I don't care how tired I am.
Right.
I will wipe that face. Yes. And then I follow up with Olay. They have these like all-in-one like facelets.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'll take off my makeup. But then they have one that's shea butter and cocoa butter. You can only get it at Target. I do not see it at CVS. Go to Target. It's shea butter and cocoa butter. And I will like cleanse the face with that.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little swash. And then, so I just found out about this one line from this young woman.
Oh, I love a woman-owned brand.
I think she's like just newly starting. I don't know her name, I should, but like I bought everything in her line because she specializes for like she's a young woman of color. So she's just starting out, but she specializes in like practical skincare for like women on the go. But like we don't have time to be like rolling in the deep. If you need to just pop it on and go.
Right.
But also great for your skin, for hyperpigmentation, things like that to kind of even that out. So it's called M Rose.
Cute.
So I start, so then at night, so then they have an eye refresh that I do, which is jojoba seed oil.
I love those packages. They're gold and white, very chic.
And it comes in a gold box, and like you open it, it's like gold wrapping, and it's
cute.
Like, put a gram it, and then you might win some product, right?
I like when brands make it look really cute so you want to take a photo of
yes.
it. Yeah, they're no idiots.
Yeah, so I do the eye cream, and then I do the Skin Glow, which is just like a vitamin C serum with vitamin E, ferulic acid. It's to rejuvenate and even you out. And then she also has what a front of this thing is, just a face balm.
Ooh,
hydrolic acid, just to hydrate. It's a daily, so you do it day and night. So I do that.
And where'd you find that brand?
I follow Amanda Seals on
yes,
Instagram.
She's been on Natch Butte.
Yes, she posted it and she was just like, y'all got to go get this. This is dope. And I was like, I will trust you, Amanda.
Oh, her skin's amazing.
Her skin's great.
Yes.
And I was like,
she has great taste too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You seem sensible. So I literally was like, I'll order it. Literally, but I love it. Like
I love hearing that. That's a Natch Butte full cycle right there.
It truly is.
A one Natch Butte posting about the things she wants and the products she wants to support, the people and companies she wants to support. More Natch Butte see it and they buy it.
And they talk about it on Attribute.
I know. She has to come back and tell us.
Yeah.
I guess you're telling us now.
So shout out to Amanda Seales.
Yes.
Thank you, girl, for posting it. So
her
I do.
Her podcast is on this network, too.
Yes.
We're in her chairs right now.
And then I follow it up always
with we talked about this the other night.
Rose water.
Yes.
So I either used rose water with glycerin or the Mario. How do you say his last name?
I say Badescu.
Badescu.
Yeah.
Either way, I always follow it up day and night with the rose water before I go to bed. I have to.
I love a spritz. And I will take that to the grave, okay? Because I love a spritz. Not everybody gets it.
I love a spritz.
Oh,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the night routine.
Love it.
Yeah.
And it's working for you.
I mean, my thing was, I was like, I refuse to wear a ton of makeup unless I'm working.
Right.
In my day to day. But, you know, I was like, I want to just be able to get up and go.
Right.
Have some lashes, because I love a good lash, but then, like, not, like, have my face be able to maintain itself. So.
Love that.
Those are the
nights. Shout out to the, what's it called? B-Rose?
M-Rose.
Shout out to M-Rose.
It's cute. It's cute packaging. It's very cute.
Yeah, very cute.
Yeah, and you get a lot of that product, too. It's a good amount of product, because I'm into that as well.
Yes.
I get real, like, don't charge me $45 for a squirt.
I'm telling you, I just got this new lip color, and I don't even want to say who it is, because I opened the tube and just twisted, and an inch of lipstick came out. And I'm like,
Not for all this.
No. I need a full tube. If I buy a tube, give me a tube, damn it.
Give me a tube.
Not an inch.
Send the rest of it. The rest must be coming in the mail.
That's what I'm saying. They must have forgotten it. They better. I'll be waiting in the mail for my tube, damn it.
She's waiting, guys.
I'm waiting. I mean, how disgraceful. Because you don't think about that. Go to Sephora or wherever and look at the sample out.
Open it.
And twist that motherfucker all the way. See how much is in that stick. Because they scrimp on you sometimes.
And I'm like, come on now.
I don't have time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for
that. Nobody has time for that.
Give us a full tube or don't give us nothing at all. Okay, boo?
Yes, thank you. Lyrics said it better than I ever could. Oh, yeah. All right, keep digging. What's in there?
Okay, so then once I wake up in the morning.
Yes.
For a face. So I start with the ole. I do that 4-in-1. Once again, cocoa butter and shea butter. Get it at Target. It might be exclusive there because I have not seen it at CVS or Rite Aid, okay?
And so you like drugstore stuff.
I do a mix. Yeah. I have to because I feel like I just.
Yeah.
Because there's so many high-end brands that it's almost overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm still a nugget to makeup and skincare. I do like this water mask from,
Glow Recipe?
They have them at Sephora.
Is it pink?
The lip mask is pink. It's a little pink.
Is it Tatcha?
Yes.
Yes!
And I have the big blue one, the face water mask and the lip. They are off the chain.
Listen, that Tatcha lip mask is incredible.
It is everything.
First of all, everything in their packaging is gorgeous. Open it up, the box has like beautiful pattern and paper, and you fold it open. And did it come with a little scoop?
With a little scoop.
A little scoop!
When it comes with the spoon, you know it's real.
A little gold spoon. Because I'm like, lip masks, extra. Do we need this? I'm telling you, I have this one crack down the front of my lip that is there all the time. It's been there forever. I think it's from like when I did Accutane in my youth, like it dries you out. It's gone because I do that Tatcha mask every night.
Yes, I love it. So I love that.
Shout out to the Dry Lip Honeys. Get you that Tatcha mask.
Get you that mask.
Yes.
Even if your lip's not that dry, get you that mask and keep it supple.
I'm telling you, I'm very impressed with the product.
I mean,
and Tatcha's woman owned.
See? Mm-hmm. And there we go. Yep. So yeah, so I still mix it just because, like I said, I feel like I don't know everything, and I feel
right.
like...
Well, you can't. There's so much stuff.
It's
overwhelming.
It truly is.
Yes.
And so I do use the Olay for, like, the cleansing cloths because I'm, like, into them. And then, so after that, I will do the face cream because I love a moist face from M-Rose. My face has to be supple and moist or I'm having a bad day.
Right.
So after I do that, now it depends.
Yeah.
But most of the times when I'm going to the streets, even though I only use a tinted moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
That is it.
Wow.
That is it. And
that's really impressive.
The Laura Mercier. I'm still into her tinted moisturizer because for me as a woman of color, it's hard to find, like, with, because I'm like, I do not want to wear a foundation every day. And between the BBs and the CCs and the DD creams and all the tinted
moisturizers. You're running out of damn letters.
Running out of letters. Yeah. And especially when it's not a good blend where I'm like, I don't want to have to put on a tinted moisturizer and a little bit of foundation to get my color.
Right.
Where she's one of the few that right away I'm like, oh, it just looks like my skin is nice and even.
Right.
Even though you posted a brand that I really want to try.
Oh, the Thrive?
Yes.
I'm telling you, I was funny. You should. I was just talking to Travis before you got here, the engineer today. Huh? What's up, Travis? Shout out.
What's popping, Travis?
Listen, I was just at Indie Beauty Expo, and I got a bag of some stuff to try, and I was like, oh, I love this new tinted moisturizer tinted sunscreen.
Yeah.
And the color was golden, and I have it on right now. It just, like, evens you out. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to tell Lear all about this. I get on there. They have three colors. Their deepest shade is called tan. And I was like,
come on.
Shame on you.
Come on.
Shame on you. So they're not getting a shout out.
They're not.
They're not. And I'm not buying it.
No.
It's absolutely ridiculous because to me, it's saying, we don't want you to buy our shit.
Yeah.
That's what it's saying to me.
Because I'm like, look around.
I mean, it's just such bullshit.
So that's why for me, it gets right. So hard where I'm like, I want to do like cruelty-free, right? I want to do obviously, yeah. But I'm like, but
Laura
you don't
Mercier
make.
Cruelty-free.
Yes. Which yes. is why when I was at Sephora, they were like, this is a good
yeah.
one. But I was like, come on, make a color.
It's just, it's absurd. It's really, 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 really depressing.
It's crazy. So
yeah.
Brands, make a color for the chocolate drops of the world. Okay.
I mean, we say it on Attribute all the time. Yes, Thrive has a ton of shades.
And I'm interested, and I'm a person, I'm the worst because I have so many moisturizers, so many foundations at my house. I don't need any more, but I'm like, oh, that one looks fun, so I went by that one.
That's
too.
How I am too. But just try
worst.
To use it up, you know?
I'm
try
the worst.
To use up what you can. Just so everyone knows, in case you didn't hear that episode, it's Buildable Blur CC Cream, SPF 35. And they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 by 3, 18 shades.
Mm.
They definitely have some for, as Lyric said, the chocolate drops of the world.
Chocolate drop honeys of the world.
They weren't playing, which I appreciate.
Yes.
So also, shout out to Laura Mercier. I'm so happy
Come
about
on,
that.
Come on, shout out to that. So, like, I'm popping with her.
Yes.
And then, so for the now, for
So
the,
that's what you have on right now.
Yeah, so
but
I just had that on.
Your skin is just so clear and radiant and bright.
Girl, and I, so this is another trick. A, I want to shout that out also to my father. He has great skin. And I'm like,
yep.
Victor, really?
Victor Lewis?
Victor Lewis.
I see you.
Out here with the glowing skin, popping.
Well, that is actually great to mention because if you're out there struggling with something, skin, acne, whatever, and you're just like, I've tried everything. My best friend eats Doritos and like goes to bed at night, you know, on dirty pillowcases mm-hmm. and her skin looks good. It's like, maybe she's born with it. You know, DNA is there. So
DNA.
Some of us have to work a little harder.
Yes.
You know, so everyone love yourself and be grateful.
People who got it, all right. Maintain.
Yes.
Maintain and see. Get them facials, girl. Maintain.
Maintain.
So I do this. So I just do that. Now, however, if I want to step it up a little bit and do like a little concealy boo,
mm-hmm.
which I typically don't use a ton of.
Yeah.
But however, I am into.
I do like the term concealy boo.
Concealy boo.
I might have to take that.
Would you? I just do a little concealy boo from Tarte.
Okay.
There, mm-hmm. Which they're also friendly as well. Which
yes.
I was like, okay, it's the four.
Good
I
to,
need
know.
To know.
I'm happy to hear that.
Their creaseless concealer is off the motherfucking chain.
That color is so pretty.
And the color.
I wonder if Janet, that's Janet's shade too.
Rich golden. We'll have to see. Because I wanted one that I was like, I don't need to look like I'm going to the Oscars under my eyes.
Right.
And my, like I was like, give me a color that's like close to me, but still is brightening.
Yeah, yeah.
Rich golden. But their creaseless concealer. Now, I do not have the brush because I have a billion brushes. So I did not buy the brush. I heard the brush is fabulous with it though. But this shit does not move. I thought. The NARS one didn't move,
mm-hmm.
which NARS doesn't move, but then it starts to move. And I was like, I don't have time for that.
Right.
Laura Mercier's also does not move. But this
I
little
have
motherfucker
hers.
Does
yeah.
not move.
Wow.
I mean.
Ringing endorsement.
When you put it on, it's like.
Yeah.
And then you like, ooh, bitch, as I smooth it in. And it's like second skin. Oh, come on. Tarte. Creaseless concealer. Shout out to Tarte. I know y'all listening as well.
They
Shout
do.
Out. This shit is bomb.
Tarte listens. Cheyenne listens.
I
Highland
mean,
Park Middle School in
listen.
Minnesota. Oprah, Ellen. You're naming all my biggest
fans. We got it. Now, I have
yes.
one that I think people don't like love them, but this is the only thing that I have from them right now. Or people can love them. I know they like, it's they people give a side eye.
Oh. Now I can't wait to hear.
But this is this prep and prime spray from MAC. Like I said, I started with MAC. And I do have an Urban Decay primer that's off the chain as well. It stinks, but it's off the chain. It smells like you go, ooh, like almost licorice-y. But it's off the chain. However, so this prep and prime, since for the summer and moving on, I was like, I do not want to wear a ton of makeup on my face.
Yes.
But how can I just set my like little whatever? And this has like... It's not glitter, but...
Like little micas.
There's stuff in there where the color is golden. There are two colors, golden and like a pink whatever color. Mm-hmm. So I got the gold one. And so basically it's a prep and prime spray, but it leaves you with a light glow.
Is
so
that what you have on right now?
So you can mist. And literally I just have on the tinted moisturizer and this mist and that is... And like it will set your face but give you just this beautiful glow. So that I will.
Interesting.
I said, okay, MAC. And then I do just a little bit light blush, which this is MAC in Raisin. And I know also Issa Rae wears Raisin. Or she did for a photo shoot. So shout out to Issa Rae for wearing Raisin. But my makeup artist did introduce me to that as well. And I was like, oh, I love the shade. It's like natural, but it's still a fun pink. And he was like, Raisin, bitch. Raisin, girl.
So do you have eyelash extensions right now?
Yes.
And do you wear them on the show?
No.
Yeah.
I do strips.
Yes.
So I'm only, this is my summertime fine look. And then when I go back to work, I'm going to let these suckers fall out.
Yes.
And
move on.
And let him do his strips. Yes.
So let's spill some other like secret show stuff.
Yeah.
Because you told me out in the hallway. I saw you a few days ago and you had braids.
Yes.
And now you don't have braids.
I don't.
And I was like, where'd your braids go? And you were like, well, I have to get ready for the show.
Yeah.
And what did you tell me? Is it secret?
No, it can be in the streets that I wear a wig on the show to protect my hair.
That makes sense. Because
I was
they heat style so much.
And in between every take, it's a bump, it's a this. And
right.
And I was like, my hair will be destroyed after 1 week of taping. And so I like sheepishly, when we shot the pilot last year, I was like... If we go to series, like, who do I talk to about a wig? Like, is this thing? And I had a hairdresser. Her name is Nikki Alkiri. Shout out to Nikki, girl. She was like, oh, girl, we can just ask to put in the budget for a wig. And I was like, people do that? Like, I was like, I'm allowed. And she was like, yes, this person wears wigs. So many women.
Oh, everyone.
Like, and she was like, it's because she was like, a ton of people have naturally curly hair or just don't want us curling their hair 20 times a day. And so once we go into production, I literally have someone... wash my hair once a week, give me a little scalp massage, deep condition, and braid me up.
And then you pop that wig on.
Pop that wig on and go. Curl that wig.
That's so exciting.
It's really cool.
Did you ever wear wigs before?
Not like besides Groundling
for,
stuff,
yeah.
Not really, because it's like they're expensive, first of all, but it's also,
Did you see the price of yours?
No,
I heard. I mean, they're like $5,000, $10,000.
I think this one is
000.
Like in the $10,000. Yeah, it's she's up there, but she cute.
Oh, of course.
And she's made for HD, which is why she's expensive. Mm-hmm. So that way can't nobody see my pores, girl.
That's right.
But yeah, so besides Groundlings, like, wig in a bag.
Like the Party City special.
Literally, like, the ones that, like, I'd never even, because it's expensive and also it's like, you like the world outside of it of like keeping your hair braided and maintaining your hair underneath it and like all that. So, no.
Do you have any products that you like for hair? I mean, you have fringe, so you know how to keep that fringe fresh, which is an attribute phrase. Is there anything you recommend or like? There's a lot of honeys of color out there that have a hard time finding products.
You know what?
You seem like you're really on the hunt for products.
I love products.
And you love to like
get them.
But you're like, it's only at Target. I've looked. Like, you kind of know.
God, for
you know
hair.
What I mean? Is there anything you really like?
Hair is the tough one because...
Right.
For, like, the past year, like, last year when I shot, the woman who was washing my hair brought stuff. So, like, I just let her work her magic.
Right.
What I do, like, I love this process called a Sherry Cola.
Cute.
That I do to my hair once in a while. And a Sherry Cola is, like, and I love this. It opens up your, like, hair follicles and, like, it's just all these things. So you basically do, it's like a Greek yogurt. Liquid aminos, liquid soy aminos, and, like, you mix that and it makes this, like, foam thing. But then what you do is you do, like, a scalp cleanse with apple cider vinegar. So that opens your hair follicles up. You put that on and you, like, let it stick. So it's, like, this really cool, like, deep conditioner. But, like, kind of brings back the curl, kind of brings back your natural softness and kind of will strip away anything nasty. So I do love that. I love, like, what else do I like in my hair? Like, And now the products are leaving me because I've had it braided for so long.
Right.
And I've had it done. But
while your hair's in braids, do you have to do anything to
oil,
it?
Oil. So like yeah. jojoba oil.
On the scalp, right?
Yes. Yeah. Like I oil my scalp a lot. A lot of like Cantu leave-in conditioner. I'll spray with that. I will do like the Shea Moisture line as far as like a hair mask. I love them. What's their name? Carol's Daughter.
Yes.
I do really like them. I use like their Black Vanilla line. That's like sulfate free and stuff like that.
Yeah, Jonathan Van Ness brought that up when he was here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's really good for like a nice little co-wash. You can do that. But yeah, like apple cider vinegar, co-washing your hair. I will do a coconut oil mask on my hair. I let that sit. Once out hair mayonnaise. I love hair mayonnaise.
I'm loving all these DIYs.
Yes.
I'm getting to know so many things about you. Real quick, as a weird segue, before you came in, we were discussing LaCroix flavors of choice.
Yes.
And you brought something up to me that I didn't even know about. So mm-hmm. I feel like everyone out there needs to know.
Yes. I brought up the drink of the summer.
Right.
Which is key lime flavored LaCroix.
Okay, I didn't even know that existed. And I, first of all, love key lime pie.
Mm.
So, and tell us where to buy it, because apparently you can't get it everywhere, like you said.
You cannot. So shout out to Target once again.
Yes.
Target is coming through very strong.
They sure are.
I know Target also listens to Nat Butte.
They sure do.
Please come through with the, come through. But shout out to Target for the, I always find it there.
Yeah.
And it is amazing. It literally tastes like the best essence of a key lime pie. It tastes creamy. At the same time, it's slightly sweet without no sweeteners in there. It is crisp on a summer's day. If you like to, if you don't drink, it's fine by itself. Maybe add some fruit. And if you do sip, add you some Tito's in there. Get you a little gin in there. And it is delicious. It's so good.
Now, is this one of those fancy, like, skinny LaCroix, or is this the regular?
Regular LaCroix.
Wow, I cannot fucking
they all skinny.
This. Well, no, you know, now they have those, like, kind of long
can.
And skinny
no,
ones.
No, this is the, this
like
is
the
one
tropical-y
of the,
flavors and shit?
No, this okay. is the Big Daddy. This is the regular
The Big Daddy
one.
Flavor. Wow, I feel so, you know, like, you think you know what's going on in pop culture. You think you're in the now and you're up on things, but then you find out about a LaCroix flavor you've never even heard of.
What about, and Nicola.
Right, which I didn't know about.
You know, Nicola. Nicola literally is the essence of a cola.
I need to find that.
You, I mean,
because I don't drink soda.
You might have to Amazon
I'm
it.
I'm such a square.
Like,
I don't drink, all I drink is water.
Hey.
And I'll do an Arnold Palmer if I'm feeling wild.
Yes.
Perhaps a kombucha.
Hello.
And I'm not mad at a boba.
Hello.
And I'll drink a little tea. But that's it. I don't drink anything else.
You got to get on it. Now, Target doesn't even have the Nicola.
Uh-huh.
So this one is a
that's
hard
one
find.
You got to find.
This is
okay.
like the Beanie Baby that everybody was looking
right.
for back in 95.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to get that. Or your, once again, the Dasani Sparkling Pineapple.
That
Another
was the other one.
That is
Dasani Sparkling Pineapple.
The chain. Once again, you cannot find this at the grocery store for some reason. Once again, this is another Target find. So go to Target and stock up.
And you could make some alcoholic beverages with that, I would imagine.
Oh, it tastes literally like you know how so many things are the candy flavor of pineapple?
Mm-hmm.
This tastes like you soaked pineapple in water and sparkled it. Like, this tastes like a pineapple in your mouth.
Well, we better find that.
We got to find it.
I might have to go. There's a Target very close to here.
Oh, I know.
The Empire Center.
I've gotten several there.
Yes.
I've gotten several cases there.
Well, we might be checking that out. You know, speaking of alcoholic beverages,
mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people listening right now, they'd be like, you know, I feel like I've seen Lyric on something. They've seen you on Drunk History.
Yes.
You've been on, how many have you been on so far that haven't
so
aired
far,
yet?
So far they have not aired. I've been on four total.
Okay, so you
two
are
have aired.
Officially the Drunk History queen.
Yes. Two more in the can for narration.
Right.
Yes.
Very exciting. I mean, how fun is that?
It's so fun. It's, and like, when I was in college was when Drunk History was just on Funny or Die, and like, it was just this internet thing that we were like, these people are fucking, like, God.
That one was very hardcore.
I mean, people would pass out wake up and be like, anyway.
Right. That was before it was like a little more Hollywood and bougie and like
yes.
regulated, which it is now.
Yes.
In the best way.
Yes.
Yeah.
But back in the day, but I love it. I feel like because I'm like a weird history nerd, like I'm very into science and history, it's like two of my favorite things. It's like, yes, I will sip and then tell you about a very interesting story in time and history. Yes, I will tell you about Julia Childs and all her life. And so I love it. I love learning about new shit that I had no idea and sipping with Derek.
I think yes, I will sip is such a great phrase.
Yes, I will sip.
Yes, I will sip. I don't know. There's something. I need that on a postcard or something. Well, you know, I did one. I did a drunk history.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be out next year when yours come out.
Yes. How was it? How was yours?
It was so, so, so fun.
You love it.
But I don't, you know, I don't drink alcohol really.
Right.
So I broke 5 years of sobriety.
Hey, shout out to Derek Watt. I'm just kidding.
Well, I didn't. If I'm being honest, I kind of downplayed that. I'm not in the program. I'm not, I didn't have a problem. It was sort of just like, because I'm like super into health and like, I just was kind of like, you know what? Alcohol isn't really serving me. I'm more of a marijuana user.
Hello.
When I want to unwind. So I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to drink anymore. And I would every once in a while have a sip of champagne at a wedding or a glass of wine on a summer afternoon with my friends. So I wasn't like totally dry.
Yeah.
So that wasn't fair to say. But you know what? It's like riding a bike. I got right back on.
And you got right back in it.
I got that Tito's out.
Hey, and Tito's is at least super clean. So
right.
If you're going to do it.
Well, I chose it just to like represent Austin, Texas.
Yes, and it's gluten-free.
Yes.
It's one of the cleanest.
And that's what I drank. I did a vodka and grapefruit.
Oh,
so it was pink,
you
know?
Oh, I like that. Cute. It was pink.
Yeah,
could
of
be
course.
Purple, could be
you
pink.
You know me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of pink and purple, Lyric, what are some of your favorite lip colors? Ooh. I went through your Instagram. I was looking through your photos. You do a red that's stunning.
I love red lips. I think that I try to, like, I have this wish that I want to wear them every day no matter what. I think it's so it's beautiful. It's just, like, timeless.
And it kind of makes a look.
It does.
Like, any outfit, if you throw a red lip on, it's like, wow, that person has their life together. They're complete.
Like,
they put thought into this.
You're just like, oh, I love a good red lip. One of my favorites is actually, it's a MAC. It's Ruby Woo.
Oh, yeah. Ruby Woo is the famous color.
It's the perfect blue because that's the thing. I feel like you have to find your red undertone.
Right.
Everyone cannot pull off the same type of red.
Same, yes.
So for me, I got to do a blue,
mm-hmm.
and it's Ruby Woo. I did have Riri Woo, which was Rihanna's.
Right.
Which is a little bit more orangey.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby is, and Chanel just came out with these that are like these. Oh, and I wish I had.
Is it a liquid lip?
Yes.
Is it the 01 or whatever?
I think so, but it's like Chanel, and it is. And it's like lighter. I mean, Ruby is still like the bluest and like the set my life on fire. Ruby Woo is my favorite. And also, MAC has this other color called Sin.
Mm-hmm.
And Sin also, and for NARS, their pencils, Cruella is one of my favorites.
I used to always use that.
Yeah.
Before NARS, you know, they test on animals now. But they used to not.
Oh.
And that Cruella, the chubby stick.
Well, now I got to hang my sticks up.
No, listen. Do your best.
No.
Well, speaking of, that's funny you should bring that up. Ruby Woo, iconic red. You know, Nicole Byer was in here. She did a whole rant on Ruby Woo because it's such a perfect red. And not
perfect.
Only for women of color, people of color. But I feel like you said, anyone with that undertone that gives you that beautiful. Is this Ruby Woo in this photo?
Perfect. Yes.
So I have a photo of Lyric and her boo.
Yes.
And I just pulled it and I was like, damn, that red is perfect on you. It's so beautiful.
It's probably, it'll be hard to top Ruby Woo. Like, it is perfect. Even though what I wear day to day is this new thing that I just got into.
Oh, what?
From CoverGirl. Now, how is CoverGirl? What they doing?
I don't want to tell you. I don't want to tell you.
Well.
They're real bad. They're real bad offenders.
See, and this is why I need to know these things, because I'd be in CVS.
Right.
Because this is a sugar balm.
They have cute packaging. I've been seeing a lot of cute stuff of theirs lately.
It's just a sugar balm.
Yeah.
And the color is soda, but it's like just an easy like little sugar
lip
balm.
Oh, like a little tint.
It's just a little tint.
Cute, cute.
But that's what I was been like, oh, if you want a little tint. So I'm not doing a full throttle, full bang.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I've been doing that with the Glossier ones. They're just a little tint.
Really?
Yeah. So I'll have to throw you one and see if you like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ruby Woo is that's my homegirl. We go way, way, way back.
If you Google Ruby Woo dupe, there's, Wet n Wild makes one. I believe it's called, like, Stoplight Red.
And is it good?
Do you fuck with Wet n Wild? They've stepped their game up.
Wait, really?
Oh, my God. Because, see, we're, like, the same age-ish.
And Wet n Wild back in the day would be like, girl.
No.
It was like, Miss Girl.
Yeah, like, you didn't even go down that aisle.
Girl, no.
You didn't want to be embarrassed.
The pencil wasn't even right. You'd be like, girl, what?
I'm telling you, they have changed the game.
Okay, Wet n Wild.
I'm telling you. But I don't even want to tell you. The reason people have issues with MAC is because they're such a progressive company. All of their Viva La Mac, all of their campaigns for the LGBTQIA community.
Yes.
They do all these things, but then they test on animals.
Mac.
But they get so much shit for it because they're such an important company in the fight for equality.
Yes,
for
all
these. So that's why people give them shit.
Oh.
Because, like, CoverGirl's like, we're evil, we don't care. But Mac cares. So I have a feeling, though, they're going to change their tune.
They got to change
their
tune.
Because it's essentially just that they, so if you sell in mainland China, animal testing is required by law. And that's why they're technically not cruelty-free. They don't test on animals, but they sell in mainland China, and mainland China makes every product that goes on the shelves be tested. It's like part of the government.
Oh.
And a lot of brands are like, well, then I'm not selling in China because I don't believe in that. And a lot of companies want that money because it's such a giant market.
It's a huge market.
I mean, billions. So, but people give Mac shit because they're such an incredibly progressive, caring company. So the more we talk about it,
the more
they know, and they're going to pull. Because again, people of color can get any shade in Mac. They make easy, like you said, cheeks that anyone can get.
Anyone.
Easy for you, because it's probably hard to find fucking blushes sometimes.
Hello.
Right? Yes.
That's not like, no, I don't want to look like I've
a
passed
clown.
Away.
Right. So come on, Mac.
Mac, we know you listen, girl.
No, they're listening.
Mac,
they
you
are
make
listening.
The perfect red.
Ruby Woo.
You make the most perfect red I've seen thus far.
I know.
Come on.
And they have a couple other reds that are really famous, too.
Yeah.
Ruby Woo is the most famous, and they have a couple other ones that are like other shades that are iconic as well.
Come on, girl. See, and this is why schooling me, taking me to school on a Monday.
You think you're the history teacher.
Oh.
You know, I just realized you're from, you do drunk history and you play history teacher on AP Bio. What's
full
going
circle.
On here?
The universe
I'm
is like.
I'm telling you.
Oh.
Speaking of teachers, I thought it would be fun to wrap up the segment by asking you to, like, maybe tell us a little anecdote about some of the teachers you had growing up that really influenced you. Mm. Or maybe they were teachers here in L.A. and, like, groundlings. I think teachers are so important, and a bunch of teachers really influenced me in my life and my path. So I was thinking, Lyric, tell us some of your teachers. You got some good teachers you want to tell us about?
Did I have some? I had great teachers. Now I'm trying to be like, name. I remember one. Oh.
You got to dig deep with those nuts.
One of the
names.
Ones coming up, I think it's Miss McEwen is coming up. She was a Spanish teacher.
Cute.
And she was so sweet. And one thing I always remember about Miss McEwen is that, like, my high school, shout out to Central High School, class of 03.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
03. 03.
We were 03 in the place to be, okay?
Of course
girl.
We were. See, I knew we were the same age.
See?
I mean, 03 was just.
Just on and pop. I mean.
It really was. I bet everyone feels that way. I bet everyone feels like, oh, my generation is the best.
But I think 03 was like popping.
I'm telling you, it was.
I really feel like we were.
We grew up without the internet, and then we got the internet.
And we still turned out to be relatively.
Exactly.
We saw the first Nokia. We played Snake.
We
on
snaked
first Nokia.
Our asses off.
We played The Sims when it was new, and hey.
I still play
The Sims. So I have The Sims 4 on my computer.
Oh, wow. I play Sims Replay on my iPad.
Oh, girl.
Well, we are of the same generation.
We are. Okay, so Ms. McEwen.
Okay, Ms. McEwen.
She was a Spanish teacher, and she, I feel like, had to deal with, like, the rowdiest of kids. There's two, one after this. But Miss McEwen was always so sweet. And I feel like what I got from her was that, like, kids were, like, just high school kids to her. Like, whatever. We don't care about Dia de los Muertos, girl. She's a Spanish teacher. But she'd be like, los chicos and chicas. And they'd be like, teach us the bad words, girl. Like, shut up. But she'd be like, no, chicos. No, you're all sweet angel babies. You don't need to know the bad words. But from her, I was just like, every day you get in here and, like, you get so much shit from these kids. And I'm like, and she was the happiest, most pleasant, just positive woman. One of the few in my high school that I was like, you may take it home and do whatever. But I'm like, in here, I'm like, you couldn't help but just be like, you know what? All right.
Yeah.
All right. And I had another
good
teacher, Mr. Mead. Shout out to Mr. Mead. Mr. Mead had such an impact on me because Mr. Mead was an African-American history teacher, but was the tallest white man that only wore Hawaiian shirts and Jordans. And so he was like this thing where he was like very cool, but like would open every lesson up and be like, you know, I know what it's like. I know what's up. my wife is black, and so are my kids. And, like, we would learn anything, and he'd be like, so then, like, we would, like, watch Roots, and he would, like, look at the other white kids in class and be like, see what y'all did, like, see that y'all. We'd be like, but Mr. Mead, you still white, though.
Yeah.
But he was just so funny that he, like, made it a point to be, like, so down. But I was like, all right, Mr. Mead, I see you. I see you trying.
I mean, that feels like a really great sketch.
I mean, Mr. Mead, also, there's one more, Mr. Wick. Mr. Wick was the sweetie baby. When I was a freshman, he taught civics. I know very few things about civics in the judicial system because of Mr. Wick, because my freshman year, he was like, I'm retiring. I'm done.
He was tired.
So he brought us a newspaper every day, but then every day we watched either Geronimo or Scared Straight. And like literally the Scared Straight where we were like, why? And he's just like, don't be like those kids. But like, that was it. Like, read the paper, kind of read the textbook. And then halfway through class, he'd be like, all right, we're finishing Scared Straight.
You know how it's so crazy to me. It's actually nice to hear that because I went to school in like public school systems in like Dallas, Texas. And how many times we would watch random movies in class
God.
That had no relevance to anything
Nothing.
We were doing was shocking.
Nothing.
And I always assumed, well, it must just be our education system.
No.
But to hear that it happened in your school, too, I'm like, okay,
these
cool.
These teachers were like Geronimo.
Tired.
Which I was like, this is like a history movie. But I'm like, this is a civics class.
Right.
And he put it on at least once a week.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
And I was
very
like,
interesting.
What is this pick?
Right.
Anything.
Who knows?
We could have watched like The Manchurian Candidate or
right.
like JFK, like anything Ooh. To do with politics.
I'm telling you.
Geronimo.
Well, at least you learned a bunch of that.
I mean, I did. And I know a lot about Scared Straight. Well, that's kind of the judicial system.
I mean, I don't know. Shout out to all the teachers out there. Do you think Steph would ever put a video on for her kids?
Oh, I think she would, but I think Steph takes history very seriously. So I think she would, yeah, she would, but it would be pertinent.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, there's certainly lots of movies about history.
There's a lot of them.
So.
She would pick one.
Pick a good one that everybody could enjoy.
Yes.
Okay, what else was I going to ask you? Oh, real quick, I wanted to shout out Miss Heatherly, my middle school theater teacher.
Oh, yay.
Miss Heatherly was a real kooky white lady.
You gotta love Miss Heatherly.
And she used to be a singing telegram person,
yes.
And sometimes I would get her to do her whole bit, and it was amazing.
Oh, my God.
But I feel like she really encouraged, like, my kookiness and my comedy and
mm-hmm.
stuff. So, like, definitely shout out to Miss Heatherly.
Yes.
Miss Bridgewater, my fourth
yes.
grade teacher at Club Hill Elementary in Garland, Texas.
Come on now.
I see you, Miss Bridgewater. She was just divine. Fourth grade was rough for me. My parents were divorced, and, like, it was just real rough. And, like, I felt really like I didn't belong. I was just having a lot of, like, crappy shit. Like,
yeah.
my braces were gross. And I just had a lot going on. She really encouraged my writing.
Yes.
And, like, I remember I wrote this one essay, and she sent me around to all the other classes to read it.
Oh,
because
yeah.
she loved it so much. Just feeling special when you're not feeling special,
yes.
you know? Shout out to all the teachers out there.
Shout out to teachers. They're where we spend so much time with them.
We sure do.
It's crazy. That,
and it's
like,
such a skill and such a can be very selfless at times.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to all those damn teachers. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
So why don't we tell everybody, why don't you say, I'm Lyric Lewis. Here's where you can find me online. Here's anything I want to plug. You just do that whole thing right now.
Yes. Okay, so I'm Lyric Lewis,
mm-hmm.
and you can find me on the gram, Instagram. It's Lyric D. Lewis.
Did the other Lyric Lewis steal your...
I think there was already the Lyric Lewis,
Listen,
and I was like, uh-uh.
There are like 17 of them on YouTube. But I don't know if they're probably like thought the name sounded good and stole it. You
and
know what I mean?
It. Mine is authentic. It's real.
Yes.
So Lyric D. Lewis on Instagram, on the gram, on Twitter. And I've got to get better about my Twitters, but I promise y'all it's coming. It's Lyric Said What?
Cute.
I believe with like three A's or four, but start to search it and
okay,
you'll see
it. It'll come up.
But the first place, check me out on the gram. That's the first place. I'm on there the most. I will reply. I will message. You know, I'll send a fun emoji, all the things. And as far as any goings on, I mean, It'll be a minute, but for mid-season next year in 2019, when we come back in February, check me out on NBC's AP Bio. Hello, honey. Steph Duncan is back in the house teaching all of your kids.
And you can catch up on Hulu.
Yes.
If you happen to not see the season.
Season one is up on Hulu right
so
now.
You can get caught up.
Get caught up, please.
Yes.
So you know what's going on.
Of course.
And watch all of my old Drunk Histories. The last one that aired, my mom said she didn't think I was going to make it. So go see that one, honey.
Which those are also on Hulu.
Those are on Hulu as well. But yes, catch up on season one of AP Bio on Hulu and check out season two when we drop.
I mean, you said it all. You know, my best friend Catherine was in your Drunk History reenactment?
Yes.
Because I'd forgotten about this. She was at my house the other day and I was like, oh, do you know Lyric Lewis? She's coming on Nash View. I love her. And she was like, I've never met her, but I was in her Drunk History reenactment. And I go, oh, yeah.
Yes, so, I follow her on Instagram.
Look at that.
I, like, added her, like, when she posted it, because she added me. And I was And I was like, oh, yes. But I was like, oh, yeah, she's secretary.
Yeah, we got to get y'all together.
Yes, because
do you dance at all? She's a choreographer, is why I ask. So you guys could work together at some point.
Try to dance.
Yeah.
My hand-eye coordination's nothing to be remembered.
I mean, that's how I feel too. That's why we play The Sims.
Hello, and can we make our Sims dance?
Yes, my Sims get down.
You know, I make all my Sims get pregnant over and over. I wonder what that means.
I think it means you're bountiful. You know, you want to sow the seed. I think that's beautiful.
I make them all, like, everyone's pregnant in my town.
I can get mine pregnant now, but my Sims are all capped. Like, I have max Sims in my town, and I'd have to kill somebody in order to make somebody pregnant, and I'm not really willing to do that right now.
Right, so you gotta wait for somebody to die.
They'll pass. I don't like that. But yeah, I mean, circle of life.
They'll pass, and then someone will get pregnant, and a baby will be born in the Sims world.
It'll be a beautiful circle of life.
Shout out to Maxis for making The Sims.
Oh, yeah. EA. Shout out to EA. Everyone's listening to this episode.
I mean, come on now. Everybody needs beauty tips and skim emotion tips.
I mean, I can't wait to try once again. I always forget
M. Rose.
I can't wait to try M. Rose out.
I mean.
Because your skin looks incredible.
I am here for
M. Rose.
You're
happy for it. You're happy with the results.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you, Amanda Seals, for that.
Shout out to Amanda Seals once again.
And shout out to everybody for listening. Thank you as always. We didn't even get to talk about laser hair removal. Remember we were talking about that? I'll just tell you where I go real quick.
Yes, tell me.
For all the LA honeys, I go to Fix Laser Center in Glendale.
Fix Laser Center.
F-I-X. The only reason I went there was because they had like a Living Social or a Groupon or something at the time, which I'm pretty sure they do at all times. But they're great. They're very no frills. This isn't for the bougie person that like expects to get a coconut water and a robe. You go in the room and the woman goes, all right, take off your pants. And then you spread it on the table.
Spread it on
the
table.
She doesn't leave the room and knock and say, are you ready? She just stands there and watches you do it.
She goes, come on.
She does. The price is right. And I have had great results.
Hello.
But there's a ton of places in Glendale. There's a ton of places. Read Yelp. Ask your friends.
Fix.
And if you're interested, get some laser.
Hello.
I've had really, really great results.
I just might do that.
Yeah, because we were talking about it the other night.
I'm into it.
Yeah. What would you do first?
I think my underarms.
That's what I did.
Because it's a small area.
Yes.
And I feel safe in case something goes crazy.
Right.
And also, I feel like it's not, maybe that not painful. I don't know.
It didn't hurt anywhere near puss or lower leg. I'll tell you that.
Lower leg?
Yeah. Right on the bone.
Oh.
When they go right on my bone.
Oh.
In my ankles. In my feet.
You know, I barely shave my legs, though.
Yeah, that's great.
That's one good thing I inherited. I'm like, the hair is so fine. So when the girl, it's like nothing.
Yeah.
But I would do underarm.
Yeah.
So I might do that.
Yeah. Go see Fix.
I'm scared, but I'm
no, it's go. So easy.
Yeah?
Yeah. It lasts 20 seconds, too. If even.
Okay.
They just go, you're done.
And it blows cold air, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get a cold.
Yep.
I'm here for it.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
If you shave all the time and it's all, like, for me, I would shave and then literally an hour later I would see dark black
little
hair
prickle,
coming
prickle.
Out. And, you know, it wasn't into that look. I think that's a great look if you're into that look.
But
it wasn't for me at the
no.
time, you know? And I'm so happy that I'm like, look at these beautiful.
Let me see. Oh, yes. Girl. And now do you
no
have to
shadow.
Shave and maintain?
No.
No?
No, it's all, it's gone.
Oh.
R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. I need to go to Fix. R.I.P.
It's been 2 years. 2 years.
Girl.
Beautiful armpits.
Girl.
The armpits of a model.
She has the, literally, you guys, I wish you could see, she has the armpits of a angel model.
I mean, you might be Janet Jackson's shade, but maybe I have her armpits.
I think you might.
I just might.
I think you might. Janet, let us
doesn't
know.
Doesn't matter if you have my shade. Doesn't matter if you got my armpits. Doesn't matter if... Dun, dun, dun. I mean, that might have to be my next Nash Beach song. Did you like my Ariana song at the top?
Yes, yeah. This is a fool.
I feel like I could have maybe done it better, but I'm happy with how it went.
I'm happy with the way
okay.
It went.
Okay. Oh, we got to get out of here. Everybody remember, damn it. Cream your neck and keep that fringe fresh.
Hello.
I mean, I love that you have fringe.
I mean, I love a good bang.
But you've had one for a long time. I told you, I've been stalking your Instagram.
I always come back to a bang.
It's a nice refresher, you know? Like, if you want to make over your face and you don't know where to start, bang.
I feel like I will always probably wear bangs.
Yes.
Like, I try to switch it up, but I'm like, no, I think I'm a bang girl.
Yeah.
I love it.
You think you're going to get married with a bang?
Probably.
That's
a
powerful.
Sexy bang.
That's powerful.
I'll get married with a sexy bang.
Because I swept mine to the side for my wedding.
Oh, I think I might, like, a sexy bang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good show.